Pnimius and Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Ches. Amid Beis, the Gemara gets into the discussion about vegetables and to go more lahalacha in terms of Hilchos Brachos. Very quick into the discussion, the Gemara brings up the concept of shalakos, of boiled vegetables. We have two varying opinions from different localities, different Bati Medrash. Gemara says, Amar Rav Na'i Mishmeda Abaye, that Rav Na'i says in the name of Abaye, Zoysimeres, that this is what it means, that shalakos, people have boiled vegetables, Mevarchen Alem, Beri Pri Adama, are gonna make a bracha Beri Pri Adama. Mimai, where does he know this from? Midikatani, Rakos de Midipash, from the previous drasha that they had in the Gemara, that there's vegetables are similar to bread. So therefore, you're going to say that they make a Beri Pri Adama. Darsh Rav Chizda Mishum Rabbeinu, Umanu Rav. Okay, so Rav Chizda taught them a Rabbeinu, and the Gemara says, and who's Rabbeinu? It's talking about Rav. The Shalakos, that this Shalakos, Mevarchalam Beri Pri Adama. You make Beri Pri Adama. He agrees. Rabbi Sino Hayar de Meretz Israel, but the rabbis who came down from Eretz Israel, Umanu, and who are those rabbis? Ula Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan Amar, right? It's Ula, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He says that Shalakos, Mevarchen Allah Shakal Nibidvar. They say Shalakos and Shalakos. So there's a fascinating take on this entire Machlokas that Rabbi Shmuel Morgenstern brings down. Just all of his comments here by all of these Bracha Sugyos, he's tying each of the different machloks and the different brachos on the same item into deep things of Pnimius. And he says something really amazing here. He gets into a discussion. He quotes from the Rashash and the Rechov Sanar that what's the inyan, what's the concept of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tavid? That we have Shivisi Havai L'Negdi Tavid, that we have a seeming mitzvah, an obligation, a charge to constantly have Shem Havaya, have Yud Kei Vav Kei, have Hashem's name in front of us always. So he explains that what Yud Kei Vav Kei for us is it's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We translate Yud Kei Vav Kei as Hayaho V'Viyah, right? It's that Hashem is, was, and always will be. It's the way we could relate to Hashem, but ultimately Hashem in His actuality is Ein Sof, He's infinite. We can't truly tap into God being infinite, so we kind of compartmentalize Him, if we could say such a thing, into Hashem, you know, was always there in the past, He will always be there in the future, He is omnipresent in every given moment now. So that's Hayahu V'Viyah. It's not quite saying He's infinite, but we're kind of like dividing the expanse of infinity into more digestible pieces. So that's the concept of Shivisi Havaya L'Negdi Tavid. And he goes in specifically in Shaykh to this week's Parshios that we're dealing with, that we just, you know, had Yitzis Mitzrayim, that Paro's taina was Lo Yidati as Havaya, that he didn't know Shem Havaya, right? He recognized Hashem Elokim, he didn't know Havaya. Meaning, Paro believed in the Ribbono Shalom. Paro believed that there was an Ein Sof. He believed that there was an infinite God, a God that was way above and aloof and infinite that you couldn't tap into. But he didn't believe in the concept of Havaya. He didn't believe in the concept of that God being revealed into this world. You know, that there is a way to tap in. And we obviously believe in that, and that's called Torah. We believe that Torah is a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe that when we're learning Torah, we're being osek, whatever that means. The Leshem goes into a long, long discussion on what it means that we're just being involved in our avodah and the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why Hashem Havai is so present for us and so important for us. And that's also why we won't pronounce it, because it's kind of our channel straight up to the Ribbono Shalom. So Par says, I don't believe in Havai. I don't believe in Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why he ultimately, Hashem had to prove that he was there, that Hashem had to prove that he was revealed in this world. And Rav Shmuel ties it into, he has a whole taicha, this is really the Derech L'Yishmaelim, that they believe in the Ribbono Shalom, but they don't believe in the channel they got through the Torah. Because Yud Kei Vav Kei ultimately for us is really the Torah. And he says this is really the secret, right, that why Bris is Docha Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a day of being mevatel to the Ein Sof. It's being mevatel that Hashem is infinite, Hashem is above, Hashem is, you know, above all of Bria. So we say one day, you know, we could step back from the Bria, step back from Halacha, step back from the day in, day out, and move to that reality where there's just a Ribbono Shel Olam and Hashem's Ein Sof. However, a bris says what? A bris says no, there's mitzvos, right? Bris, you know, the mitzvah of bris, and the gematria of bris is the other 612, right? 612 plus the mitzvah of bris is 613, it's the tayag mitzvahs. The concept of bris, it's the first mitzvah. It's what sets us aside as yidden, as Jews, who are chayv in mitzvahs and do mitzvahs. Because the revelation, the giloy, that there's a concept of mitzvahs, that's called the giloy of yudke vavke, the giloy that there's a Torah, we say is more important than the giloy that there's an Ein Sof, that there's an infinite Ribbono Shel'olam. So that's why a bris is going to be Docha Shabbos. And he ties it into that, really, these two Yonim stem back to Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Now, Mashiach ben Yosef believes in an Or Pashut. That it's just, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. Mashiach ben Yosef, right, we have sources that he's maybe a good guy, maybe he was a Rasha, maybe he was an individual, maybe he was a movement. Because it doesn't matter so much in the world of Mashiach ben Yosef. What Mashiach ben Yosef is a bittul to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's saying, everything is Ein Sof, Hashem is running the show. There's no, you know, there's no us getting involved, there's no truly tapping into him. Hashem is gonna get there. And that's, you know, this revelation of Ani Yosef, of Yosef, you know, being able to say, everything you thought was going on, there was a bigger picture the whole time. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben David is the concept of a gvul, the concept of the actual king, an actual anointed Mashiach, who's going to Melech HaMashiach, who's going to come, and he's going to take charge in this world, with this reality, and lead a charge, and take over, and kind of bring that or push it, bring that light, that light of Ein Sof, and direct it down. So Mashiach ben Yosef is like the concept of Ein Sof, and Mashiach ben David is like the concept of Havaya, that he brings it down into reality. He reveals that infiniteness in a digestible and comprehensible way down in this world. And he says, so now this comes back to the concept of the brachos. Because when we know that the bracha of Shahakol is a bracha klali, it's a bracha that all works. Shahakol nihiyeh bedvaro is always true on any food. Right? That everything was made the way Hashem spoke it out, it came to be. That is true. That's called that Or Pashut. That's called that Ein Sof. That's Hashem's reality of being infinite. That's above. So it always works as a bracha. But there's also specific brachas. When we have a specific bracha, that kind of reveals the kalach of Shem Yod Kei Vav Kei. That reveals that there's also a Torah, and there's also Hashem manifesting what seemingly different ways. Because really, Shal Kol Nihiyeh Bedvaro should apply to every food. But we also say there's something called a Berak Pri Adam and Berak Pri Eitz, and that's taking the Ribbono Shel Olam in his infinitude and cutting him up, if you will, into components that we can fathom and that we can understand each on their own. And to do that, that's the concept of making gvulos, that's making boundaries. And that's really what stems from a Mashiach ben David. So then he goes and he finishes and he says, the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which he's proved elsewhere, is Rabbi Yochanan in general is the Bechina of Mashiach ben Yosef, but particularly here, he was one of the Amoraim from Eretz Yisrael. Right, so Eretz Yisrael is called the Ora Chachma. They're going to take a look at the Shlakos. They're going to say, ah, Shahakol. Meaning they say, when you're Mesipak here, look, when something's a clear-cut din, when you have a clear-cut, you know, here's a tomato, what bracha do you make on this? Or not a good example. Here's a pepper, what bracha do you make on this? Any specific clear item, a piece of lettuce, what do you make a bracha on it? You're going to make the right bracha. But when you have something that's a suffix, that's a good opportunity for Ben Eretz Yisrael, someone's living in the Mashiach ben Yosef lifestyle, is going to say, reveal the fact that there's an Or Pashut, Or Klali, a general light, that Hashem is above and infinite and beyond. And just say a Shahakol, reveal that aspect of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Rav and Abaye are from the Amoraim of Bavel, and he addresses, you know, that Rav might have started in Eretz Yisrael, but he was called Rav, the fact that he was called Rav, was a raya that he was from the leaders of Bavel. So the Amoraim from Bavel, that's the world of Bavel, the world of Tzimtzum, the world of Gvul, the world of being limited compared to Eretz Yisrael. That's, you know, where we set up Shas, and where, you know, Talmud Bavli is the Iker Torah Shabbat Peh for us. And it's, the world of Bavli is Choshech, it's Mevuval, it's not so clear because it's compartmentalized. Hashem, we don't see Hashem in this Or pashut that this all revealing light. It's very contained and confined and differentiated light. And each one in its own place that, you know, you have each learning and each concept, and there's Bate Medrash where people knew different things but didn't know everything. And that's the concept of Bava. It's the concept of a Gavul that's Mesachet everything else. That it's a boundary it boundaries around each of the different components. So the people from Bavel who don't have that giloy of the Or Pashut of Eretz Yisrael, they're going to say, no, let's make a bracha pratis. Let's make an individualized bracha. Let's reveal the maila of understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam through Yudke Vavke. Let's understand why a bris is Docha Shabbos. Let's understand that those mitzvos are not a bidyevid way to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To the fact that Hashem is revealed down here and we have to compartmentalize him so that we can fathom him and so that we could even begin to understand and speak about him is not a chisaron in the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, Gufa, that revelation is an additional Kiddush Hashem. It's an additional mila to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So they're going to say, oh, when we have an opportunity where it's not the clear bracha, let's focus on the specified bracha. Let's do a Mashiach ben David, a Mashiach ben David dika bracha. Let's do the concept of Ben Yishai Barosh, that Ben Yishai is the priority, that when you have a chance and an opportunity to reveal that a Kaddish Baruch Hu could be understood and compartmentalized if we look at each individual component, that we look at Hashem, sometimes he's Chanon, sometimes he's Racham, sometimes he's Chesed, sometimes he's Gevura, sometimes he's Shalom, and sometimes he's every other kinyan, and sometimes a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Shabbos. If you look at Hashem in each different component of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, all of a sudden you can start to fathom, you can start to create a picture in your mind. So that's the Derech Bavel, that's the way of the Talmud Bavel, and that's the way that, you know, that this of Mashiach ben David, that's going to reveal the Ribbono Shel Olam in a way that we could fathom, that we could do it. And to say that that's not a bidyevit situation, that it's not because we have to and we can't otherwise, that this licha v'chila, that when you're presented with the opportunity to either say, I'm nevatel and I don't understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm just going to say shahakol, I'm going to be klalis, or I'm going to, no, try to say the specific bracha. And I think we can connect this idea to, in general, shahakol works on anything, right? Why do we say, no, you're not supposed to say shahakol, you know, you're not supposed to just be like, okay, I don't know, let's go shahakol. You're supposed to do your work and know the right bracha. So in Panemius, you could say, because we're trying to reveal Mashiach ben David. We're not just trying to be, you know, it's true that Mashiach ben Yosef is there. It's true that when you say a shahakol, it's going to be yotze. It's going to pater your food. You're going to be able to eat it. It's going to be great. But ultimately, if you could say the specific bracha, you're revealing something called gvul. You're revealing the tzimtzum in the most beautiful way. You're revealing the aspect of Mashiach ben David.